The scriptural selection is from the King James Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, the textbook written by the discovering founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. The readings are recorded so that people worldwide may listen to them at their convenience. Today's readings are entitled Expect and Accept Your Healing. The Bible, Acts. Paul chose Silas and departed to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel. And the magistrates cast them into prison. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns unto God. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Psalms. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. Proverbs. The desire of the righteous is only good expectation, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Isaiah. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. His glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see, and be enlarged. I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer. Romans. By the mercies of God, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Thou thyself art a guide, a light of them which are in darkness. And from Science and Health, citizens of the world, accept the glorious liberty of the children of God and be free. This is your divine right. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed on man. And we turn to the Bible. Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Matthew. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were dumb, maimed, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. The blind and lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. The centurion, a man under authority, said, Lord, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And Jesus said, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Mark. Jairus, one of the rulers of the synagogue, besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter, I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed. Jesus went and entered in, and he took the damsel by the hand and said, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked. he was of the age of 12 years. He cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And he came into his own country, and he could there do no mighty work because of their unbelief, save that he laid hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Luke. Jesus went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea, Jerusalem, from the sea coasts of Tyre and Sidon, came to him to be healed of their diseases. They that were vexed with unclean spirits, the whole multitude, sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. And certain women, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, healed of evil spirits and infirmities. A woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, she was healed immediately. A certain man which had the dropsy, Jesus took him and healed him and let him go. And a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, look upon mine only child. Lo, a spirit taketh him. Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. There met him 10 men that were lepers. He said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And Jesus said unto him, Thy faith hath made thee whole. And one smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus touched his right ear and healed him. John, the impotent man, which had an infirmity 38 years, was healed. Jesus saw a man which was blind from his birth. He spat on the ground, made clay of the spittle, anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. He went his way and washed and came seeing. In the last day, that great day of the feast, many of the people, therefore, when they heard this, said, Of a truth, this is the Christ. From the books of Malachi, Hebrew, James, Isaiah, and Psalms. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Go forth and grow. Make straight paths for your feet. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He hath clothed me with the robes of righteousness. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me, and that my soul knoweth right well. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. If God heals not the sick, they are not healed, for no lesser power equals the infinite all power. But God, truth, life, love does heal the sick through the prayer of the righteous. We think that we are healed when a disease disappears, though it is liable to reappear. But we are never thoroughly healed until the liability to be ill is removed. So-called mortal mind, or the mind of mortals being the remote, predisposing, and the exciting cause of all suffering, the cause of disease must be obliterated through Christ in divine science, or the so-called physical senses will get the victory. The discoverer of Christian Science finds the path less difficult when she has the high goal always before her thoughts. When the destination is desirable, expectation speeds our progress. Man should renew his energies and endeavors. Escape from the bondage of sickness, sin, and death. This task God demands us to accept lovingly today and to abandon so fast as practical the material and to work out the spiritual which determines the outward and actual. Let us accept science. Let us feel the divine energy of spirit bringing us into newness of life. Let us rejoice that we are subject to the divine powers that be. Be not afraid. Watch the result of this simple rule of Christian Science, and you will find that it alleviates the symptoms of every disease. Mortals, obey the heavenly evangel. Go and take the little book, open for all to read and understand. Read this book from beginning to end. The book will become the physician. Since the author's discovery of the might of truth in the treatment of disease as well as of sin, her system has been fully tested and has not been found wanting. By thousands of well-authenticated cases of healing, she and her students have proved the worth of her teachings. Its purpose is good, and its practice is safer and more potent than that of any other sanitary method. The unbiased Christian thought is soonest touched by truth and convinced of it. Mental treatment illustrated. Understanding scientifically that all is mind, this corrective is an alterative reaching to every part of the human system. Ossification or any abnormal condition or derangement of the body is as directly the action of mortal mind as is dementia or insanity. Bones have only the substance of thought which forms them. They are only phenomena. Accidents are unknown to God or immortal mind. Under divine providence, there can be no accidents, since there is no room for imperfection in perfection. To prevent or to cure scrofula and other so-called hereditary diseases, you must destroy the belief in these ills and the faith in the possibility of their transmission. If the case to be mentally treated is consumption, take up the leading points included, according to belief, in this disease. Show that it is not inherited, that inflammation, tubercles, hemorrhage, and decomposition are beliefs, images of mortal thought superimposed upon the body, that they are not the truth of man, that they should be treated as error and put out of thought, then these ills will disappear. If it is found necessary to treat against relapse, know that disease or its symptoms cannot change forms nor go from one part to another, for truth destroys disease. There is no metastasis, no stoppage of harmonious action, no paralysis. If a crisis occurs in your treatment, you must treat the patient less for the disease and more for the mental disturbance or fermentation, and subdue the symptoms by removing the belief that this chemicalization produces pain or disease. Insist vehemently that God's spirit is all and that there is none beside him. There is no disease. The treatment of insanity is especially interesting. However obstinate the case, it yields more readily than do most diseases to the salutary action of truth, which counteracts error. The arguments to be used in curing insanity are the same as in other diseases. If the case is that of a young child or infant, it needs to be met mainly through the parent's thought, silently or audibly on the aforesaid basis of Christian Science. The scientist knows that there can be no hereditary disease, since matter is not intelligence and cannot transmit good or evil intelligence to man and God. The only mind, and God, the only mind, does not produce pain in matter. The relinquishment of all faith in death and also of the fear of its sting would raise the standard of health and morals. Nothing can interfere with the harmony of being nor end the existence of man in science. The great difficulty lies in ignorance of what God is. God, life, truth, and love make man undying. If it becomes necessary to startle mortal mind to break its dream of suffering, vehemently tell your patient that he must awake. Turn his gaze from the false evidence of the senses to the harmonious facts of soul and immortal being. Tell him that he suffers only as the insane suffer from false beliefs. A moral question may hinder the recovery of the sick. Lurking error, lust, envy, revenge, malice, or hate will perpetuate or even create the belief in disease. Cast out all manner of evil. Speak the truth to every form of error. Tumors, ulcers, tubercles, inflammation, pain, deformed joints are waking dream shadows, dark images of mortal thought which flee before the light of truth. The sick are not healed merely by declaring there is no sickness, but by knowing that there is none. Spirit blesses man. By it, the sick are healed, the sorrowing are comforted, and the sinning are reformed. These are the effects of one universal God, the invisible good dwelling in eternal science. You are healed. Citizens of the world, accept the glorious liberty of the children of God and be free. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.